USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas will be deploying 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. This is all being done to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with border security efforts. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the deployment is supposed to help with the humanitarian crisis, but then also says Congress needs to do more to set aside funding for resources at the border.
Every child who's not being taken care of adequately at the border, Congress is an accomplice to any harm they suffer.
President Trump hosted the annual congressional picnic at the White House on Friday. The president spoke at the event and thanked lawmakers who worked hard with him on policy initiatives.
We've had a tremendous relationship. We've done tremendous work together, passed so many things and helped so many people. It's a great feeling, and I think you have a great feeling, too.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The FAA has barred all U.S.-registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aerial Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is nominating Army Secretary Mark Esper as Defense Secretary. Esper is set to become Acting Defense Secretary on Sunday, replacing Acting Chief Patrick Shanahan. Shanahan's last day was Friday. Shanahan resigned this week due to family issues. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More moms-to-be in the U.S. are using marijuana, especially during their first trimester. That's according to a new study that was published earlier this week. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire explains more and goes into a little bit more detail on that study.
So this is a really large survey that just was presented earlier this week. They polled about 500,000 women, talked about, did you use marijuana during pregnancy? And if you did, was it for medicinal use or recreational use? Now, as you notice, we went from 3 to 7% who said that they actually used marijuana during their pregnancy. Most interesting was most of them were using it in their first trimester, which is really important for fetal development. Of them, they said 0.5% actually told them that their doctor told them to take it. I'm not so sure about that. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are absolutely against marijuana, so I don't know which doctors they're talking about. The problem with these studies are they are exposed to a lot of bias, specifically recall bias, because what are you doing? You're just asking women, right? You have to depend on them telling you, one, if they use marijuana, and two, how much of it they use and what their reasons were.
Sapphire was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, a couple of UFOs over Kansas City Thursday sparked an explosion of speculation. The two orbs were seen as high as the city, and guesses ranged from aliens to weather balloons. It turns out they were balloons launched from Maryland by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.